first missionary journey. The Holy Spirit said to the church at Antioch, "I've called Barnabas and Saul to a special work." So the leadership sent them out to serve the Lord. They took John Mark with them and sailed to the island of Cyprus. There they preached at Jewish synagogues as they moved across the island. Saul was also called Paul. The governor of the island was known for his sound wisdom and his willingness to learn. He called Barnabas and Paul to come and tell him God's message. As they talked, a man who practiced witchcraft kept interrupting. He was trying to keep the governor from putting his faith in Christ. Paul turned to the sorcerer and said, "You're an enemy of God. Stop talking against the Lord. Look, the Lord is about to make you blind." Instantly, the man became blind. Others had to lead him out of the room. The governor was shocked, and he listened even more carefully to Paul. Soon he put his faith in Christ. After this, Paul and the others sailed to the mainland, where John Mark returned home to Jerusalem. The rest of them went to the synagogue because it was a Sabbath. The leader said to them, "Friends, speak to us if you have an encouraging message." Paul stood and talked to them. He started by reminding them of the stories of Israel. He then said, "God promised to bring a Savior from the line of King David. Jesus fulfilled that promise. The rulers of Jerusalem knew these things, still they killed Jesus by putting him on a cross. They then buried him in a tomb, but God raised him from the dead. We're here to tell you that Jesus is the Son of God, and he brings forgiveness of sins to those who believe in him. Be careful that you don't miss what God is doing for you." Some of the Jews listened to Paul and received the grace of God. Others wanted him to come back the following Sabbath so they could talk about it some more. The Jews returned the next week and found that almost the entire city was there to hear the message of God. They became jealous and spoke out against Paul and Barnabas. Paul said, "It was right for us to bring God's message to you first, but you didn't accept it. You're not worthy of eternal life. Now we'll turn to the Gentiles because they'll listen." The Gentiles were glad when they heard this, and many received the message. The word of God spread throughout the region, which made the Jews furious. They finally convinced the town leaders to persecute Paul and Barnabas. Eventually, the men had to leave that area. Still, the disciples in the city were filled with the Holy Spirit. And joy was in their hearts.